News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
A third British national has suspected hantavirus. This is in connection with the outbreak on board the cruise ship MV Hondius. Two other British men have confirmed cases, one in a stable condition in the Netherlands after being evacuated from the ship on Wednesday. The other remains in intensive care, having been flown to South Africa last month. With us is Cliona O'Flynn, freelance journalist and broadcaster in Tenerife. What is the situation, as we know it thus far, Cliona, with the vessel's port of call? When is it going to get to its final destination, and when do people get off this thing?
Two very different questions, Anton. Good morning. So at the moment, the boat is due to arrive to the coast of Tenerife the early hours of Sunday morning. That's according to Oceanwide, who are the company that run these expedition boats. That could change, weather depending, and also other factors, which we might come to in a second. How and when passengers leave then depends very much on how their countries have organised flights to be on standby to repatriate them. The news this morning is that Spanish, UK and USA nationals already have their flights organised. So they will be leaving the boat, if it arrives to the coast of Tenerife, on Sunday, and they will be brought directly to the charter flights that will be on standby to take them home. Now, I don't know if we want to go into this. Yesterday, it was confirmed that the boat won't actually dock in Tenerife. It will anchor off the coast of the port of Granadilla, which is halfway between the airport and Santa Cruz. So people can go to a hospital or go to the airport, depending on their condition. The fate of other nationals who will be on the boat will depend on how far the governments have gone in terms of organising flights to repatriate them. And according to the Spanish sources, they expect most of those arrangements to be confirmed during today, Friday. So in terms of the Irish, two Irish that we know are on board, we still don't know when exactly they will be flying home.
What then about the quarantine requirements for those individuals when they get back to their home countries?
Right. I mean, it seems to be dependent upon the countries in question. We know, for instance, the HSE spokesperson there in Ireland have said that the passengers will receive optimal patient care and safety. They will be asked to quarantine. They haven't set a specific duration for that because we know that this virus can incubate for up to 8 weeks. So it could well be that adding on the time that they've been on the boat and the time since the first virus infection was detected, it could well be that they will be asked to quarantine for 5 or 6 weeks when they get home to Ireland. And where they will be asked to stay, again, hasn't been clarified. It could be in their own homes. There are only two passengers, so, you know, this would be fairly easy to monitor. And as far as we're aware, they haven't been told that they must go to a hotel or to a special hospital unit. The Spanish passengers, for instance, or the 16 of them, will be going to a military hospital unit. And the word being obliged to quarantine is now being used. A few days ago, it was thought it would be voluntary. And I think so every country's health board will be deciding what the rules and regulations surrounding their own nationals will be.
Cliona, thank you. Cliona O'Flynn there, freelance journalist and broadcaster in Tenerife.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.